MathFit Podcast F8, Foundation GCSE Revision, Manipulating Expressions. Question 1. Simplify A plus B plus A plus B plus B. So here you need to remember that apples and bananas do not mix. So you've got 2 apples and 3 bananas. So the answer is 2A plus 3B. Don't forget to put that addition sign in between. Part B. 3E and the 4E make 7E. Now be careful with your negative numbers here. Take away 2F, take away another F, is minus 3F. So you've got 7E minus 3F. Part C. P cubed plus P cubed is simply 2P cubed. You've got 2 lots of P cubed. And part D. 5XY take away 2XY is simply 3XY. You simply do the 5 take away the 2. Question 2. Write an expression for the perimeter of this shape and simplify your answer. The perimeter, if you remember, is around the outside of the shape. So you're looking at the distance around the outside. So what we have is 2X plus the 3X plus 1 plus 5X minus 10. So it's best to write out the question as you go. So write out 2x plus 3x plus 1 plus 5x minus 10. Then if you make a mistake, you'll get marks for method. So 2x, 3x and 5x make 10x. 1 take away 10 equals minus 9. So the answer is 10x take away 9. Question 3. Now we have 3 multiplied by a plus 2b. So the 3 is multiplying everything in the brackets by 3. 3 lots of a is 3a. 3 lots of 2b is 6b. So the answer is 3a plus 6b. Part b. 3ab multiplied by 2a is 6a squared b. Remember, you need to do the 3 times the 2, which is 6. A multiplied by a, which is a squared, and then the b. 3ab multiplied by b squared is 3ab cubed. So in total, you've got 6a squared b plus 3ab cubed. Question 4. 3 multiplied by the a plus 2b is best to do first. So 3 times a is 3a. 3 times 2b is 6b. Then deal with the second bracket. So 4 times 2a is 8a. 4 times negative 3b is negative 12b. So you've got 3a plus 6b plus 8a take away 12b. Now we need to collect like terms. That means you need to put the apples with the apples and the bananas with the bananas. So 3a plus 8a is 11a. 6b take away 12b is negative 6b. So the answer is 11a take away 6b. Part B. This is a bit more tricky. You're now dealing with double brackets. You might remember using the box method to help you with these. So we write a plus 2b across the top and 2a take away b down the side. Now you need to multiply each of the terms together. So 2a times a is 2a squared. 2a times 2b is 4ab. Minus b times a is minus ab. And minus b times 2b is minus 2b squared. Again, we need to collect like terms. So 4ab take away ab is 3ab. So the answer is 2a squared plus 3ab minus 2b squared. Question 5. Simplifying. 15p to the power of 5 divided by 5p squared. Deal with the numbers first. 15 divided by 5 is 3. P to the power of 5 divided by p squared, you need to remember your laws of indices. Remember, if we're dividing powers, we subtract them. So p to the power of 5 divided by p squared is p cubed. So the answer would be 3p cubed. Part B. A squared multiplied by 5a. No other numbers apart from the 5. So it starts with 5. A squared multiplied by a is a cubed. Question 6. Expand and simplify. You need to be very careful with this one because there is a negative sign in between. So first of all, multiply out the first bracket. 3 multiplied by a minus 2b. So that's 3 multiplied by a, which is 3a. 3 multiplied by negative 2b, which is negative 6b. So that's 3a take away 6b for the first part. The minus sign means that the signs of everything in the second bracket change. So you've got minus 4a plus 9b, and that's the common mistake people make. The two negatives, remember, Mrs. Negative and Mr. Negative become positive. So you've got 3a take away 6b minus 4a plus 9b. So 3a take away 4a is minus a, minus 6b plus 9b is 3b. So the answer would be minus a plus 3b, or you can write this as 3b minus a. Part B, factorising. Factorising means that you're putting the brackets back in. So you're looking for common factors of 24 and 32. That's a number that goes into 24 and 32. You need to deal with the highest factor that you can possibly find. So the highest factor would be 8 in this case. So it would be 8 brackets. Then you say to yourself, what would I multiply 8 by to get to 24a? And the answer would be 3a. What would I multiply a by to get to 32? And the answer would be 4. So the answer is 8 brackets 3a plus 4. Now if you didn't use 8 and you used 4 or 2, you would not get the full marks awarded. Part C, factorising 7x squared plus 21x means that you're looking for, again, common factors of 7 and 21. Deal with the numbers first. So the common factor of 7 and 21 would be 7, so you take the 7 out. But look at the expressions, both of them have an x in them. So we take out an x. So it would be 7x brackets x plus 3. Again, using the fact of what do I multiply 7x by to get me back to 7x squared. And question 7. Question 7 is again an expanding brackets one. So you've got 3 multiplied by a, which is 3a. 3 multiplied by 7, which is negative 21. So the answer is 3a take away 21. B, 4x multiplied by x is 4x squared. 4x multiplied by 2y is 8xy. We like to write those letters in alphabetical order. So the answer is 4x squared plus 8xy. And part C, x minus 1 and x plus 4. Again, using the box method or FOIL, x and minus 1 across the top, x plus 4 down the side, x multiplied by x is x squared, x multiplied by negative 1 is negative x multiplied by 4 is 4x, and 4 multiplied by negative 1 is negative 4. Again, we can collect like terms, so 4x take away x is 3x, so the answer would be x squared plus 3x minus 4.